just asked Jules before if there is like a non-negotiable in your life that you're like, you know what, I have to have that product, that brand, that that fuel must go in the car.
It's probably Total Toothpaste by Colgate.
Ooh, okay. So that's your favourite toothpaste. Yeah. You've got to get that one.
Yep.
Well, reading this story this morning infuriates me. It's about a little French bulldog. Now, these are a pretty glamorous little dog. They are adorable.
They're expensive dogs.
Very expensive.
Yep.
Very. Jules, this dog refuses to drink tap water. The article read, I spend £40, which is equivalent to 70 Australian dollars a month, on plastic water bottles because the dog refuses to drink tap water.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, right?
At some stage, you've got them onto tap water. I mean, onto bottled water.
Yes.
Can you just put tap water into a bottle already?
That's what I thought. Well, no. Reading the article, the lady said the dog wants the bottle to be opened in front of the dog. How picky and high maintenance can an animal actually be? I think this is the owner.
The owner's set the precedent at the start.
Yes.
I mean, surely you can get some sort of filter and put it into the bottle and then open, like fake open it in front of the dog. What? Yeah. I mean, we've got a cat who only eats beef jelly whiskers food.
Oh, really? Mm. So your cat is kind of picky.
Yeah. Try beef gravy, won't have a bar of it. You try chicken, won't have a bar of it. Chicken jelly, he'll eat the jelly, he'll leave the actual meat.
See, this is funny because 100 years ago, these animals would have to fend for themselves.
I know. And even when you're like, hey, buddy, there's still food in your bowl.
Yeah.
Won't eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Animals getting picky. It's, I thought young kids were bad or, some picky eaters. Mm. But animals being picky, it's a little too much.
And when it's a point of you can't reason with them, be like, come on.
Can't talk to them.
Yeah, well, why won't you eat that one? They'll just leave it there and you're like, well, you've got to eat something.
Yeah, so a fresh bottle of water has to be opened in front of the dog just so the dog knows that it's fresh.
Just think of the landfill.
It's just ridiculous, honestly.
Amount of bottles and like,
wah. Yeah, sorry, that dog.
On the owner.
You reckon that's the owner's fault?
Yeah.
Well, because of course it's, the dog doesn't know any better.
Exactly. If the dog was served tap water from the start, it would have been fine.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a picky eater and a drinker. This is my theory. If it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you.
Yep.
I'll eat anything, even if it's on the floor. I have a 3-minute rule. People are like, no, 3 seconds. I'm like, nah, 3 minutes.
Buddy, I used to have a rule of, if it wasn't here when I got here and now it is, it's fine.
It's good to eat.
I'll eat off the floor.
It's Jack and Jules for your Power Brekkie. Good morning.